Arf.
Yeah, there you go.
What's up?
Now I can hear it. Let's get this started.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome. Leica Studios Podcast. I'm Nick.
I'm Ryan.
It's a guide.
Speak with authority, Nick.
No, that's already done with.
Oh.
I was playing some Valkron.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's pretty good still.
What month are you in?
I just beat the semifinals. I believe that puts me in May.
The Levitain semifinals?
May. No, June. July?
I don't know. I think I'm in, like, August now, and I just...
Yeah, you're still farther than me.
I'm in whatever month it is after you repel the attack on the Academy.
Yeah.
Which was super butts.
How butts? Like, really butts?
Okay, so... You just have to defend all of your points. Like, that's it. You just need to defend the points for, like, five turns or whatever. Except you're facing, like, this constant stream of V2 guys.
Ooh.
And they start off not having one of the support vehicles, so it's all right. But, like, one of them shows up basically in one of the three areas every turn.
Oh.
So the way I worked it out in the end was that I had one area covered by a sniper and a tank. Because the sniper just took out two of the V2 guys immediately, mm-hmm. and, you know, just kind of like, okay. And then the tank was there to just sit on the point and, you know, shoot guys that got too close. One of the other areas, I had, like, a swordsman and an engineer and a gunner and sometimes an anti-tank, and that one was just a fucking hassle. And then the third area... You don't actually have a camp in. You just have a Vaughn there. And he starts off, like, right in front of the V2 big boss.
Oh.
Braun, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Who, spoilers, there's something about that guy. I think it's pretty obvious. All things considered. No, do you care? Shall I tell you?
I care just a little bit.
Okay, I won't then.
Okay.
It took me a while to get Avon changed to the right class that I could run away from that guy without just being killed by the interception fire.
Okay.
I think in the end, I think the first time I went into that fight, I had him as an anti-tank sniper. And then I just needed him to be as tough as possible to not just get killed by him, so I made him, like, a great swordsman.
Okay.
I don't know where he got the credentials for it, but...
Around.
I was just like, here, have the biggest sword. Just hold it in front of you. Just... Ka-twang. So that was super butts.
What is, like, the like, third-tier credentials?
It's, a diploma.
Really?
First you get a certificate, then you get a diploma.
Okay. But then there's also, like, two other things that I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, all of the little ones just kind of increment, like... You know, there's, like, attack and support and whatever,
yeah.
And then they go, like...
Like, support X.
And then there's just, like, support X. X2.
Oh, okay. I figured it was something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's still kind of bullshit, but whatever.
It's cool. Like, all of my mains are now at, like, second tier.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got... But it's also cool because I've been using some of the bonus characters that I unlocked.
Oh, yeah? Who do you got?
It picked up, like, Lynn and Eddie and
Lynn
some
and
other people.
Eddie?
I think
were they from the first
from
game?
The first one,
okay.
Yeah. But also...
Lynn
also...
makes me think of... Lynn from one of the Fire Emblem games on the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, yeah. I believe that was the second
She was the stabby one. No, I think it was the first one. So the second one was Sacred Stones, and it had, like, that... They were twins or something, and they had two separate campaigns.
Maybe. Well, because the point was with the one with Lynn was that game had three campaigns.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. And
oh.
Like,
I guess I didn't play that one enough.
I think it was, like a short, a medium, and a long. Or like
God,
a
I like Fire Emblem.
I think Lynn was the easy
I one. Should get the Fire Emblem on the Wii.
I should see... That's right, there's one on the Wii. There's one on GameCube, too.
Yeah. I think the one on the Wii is, like, a remake of one of the older ones. Because I think that one has Marth in it.
Ooh. That would make sense.
But Valkron, though, you were saying you got, like, your core team up to tier 2?
Yeah, but so I got, like, I roll with Zeri, of course.
Yeah.
I got Avon, as I just switched him from a trooper veteran back to a sniper.
Okay.
Because snipers are awesome.
Yeah, they're super rad.
I got Magari.
Mm-hmm.
I got Vicky as my other engineer. Cause,
the crazy Indian girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the
face thingies?
I like her hair.
She bothered me.
She reminds me of the almost exactly the same girl from Setsubou Sensei.
Yeah, or,
like, I'm pretty sure that's the exact same character. She just grew up into the Land Seal military.
Fuck, what, from, Love Hina. There was a wild brown girl in Love Hina, too.
Okay, so she's a type, an
archetype. Yeah. Like, I saw her and I was like, oh, a brown person. She doesn't talk with pronouns and she's really bad at her job. Is this racism? I don't know.
A little bit.
Like, she's the one that has the potential that's, like, sucks at healing, right? But she's an engineer?
I don't know. She's my backup, because I always go with Megarius first.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, Michelet is my swordsman. Okay. I just picked up...
Oh, you made her a swordsman?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I picked up alternate Zeri as my other armor tech.
Do you feel them both at the same time?
Sometimes.
Ah.
Well, because alternate Zeri has no glasses.
Oh.
So he's just like, okay, shield. Whatever. I don't know what I'm going to do with him, because, again, he's my backup. I rarely use armor techs.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're useful, but they're kind of like, eh.
Yeah. No, they're really good when, like, I'm like, okay, somebody's about to come take this point. You go, run all the way out there, kill him.
Cut him in half.
Run back and get standby.
I tried using, like, I made Michelet an armor tech veteran, mm-hmm. and then I made, what's his name? The trans one. Sorry, I'm tapping.
Trans one?
Yeah, there's one of the armor techs, the one with, like, the silver hair. Oh. Is, like, actually a lady.
Yeah.
I made him my swordsman. And, like, I kept Michelet around because I was like, yeah, I can lay mines and stuff. Mines are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to upgrade her to the one that gets the flash grenades that just lets you, like, shut down interception fire, because that seems really cool.
Yeah. Man, mines are so useless, especially because the way I do it, I just roll my tank over them and just keep going.
Well, I mean, there's also anti-tank mines. You have to watch out for those.
Really?
Yeah.
Never noticed.
They're, like, super fat.
Oh. Well.
They'll, like, cut your tank in half if you roll over them.
That happened to me once. But luckily, Megari was already on the field.
Okay. So no worries.
I just got the alternate turret for my tank that has no interception fire. It's only anti-armor, but it does 900 damage.
Is that the Ragnite one?
Yes.
See, I researched that, and I was like, yeah, this is going to be super sweet. And, oh, I already have a better one.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. I think it was, like, a mission reward or something. It seems like I have two captured turrets.
Okay.
I don't know how or why I got them, but one of them's a flamethrower and one's an anti-armor with Gatling, and they're both, like, lighter and better than anything else in their classes.
Really?
It's super weird. Like, the anti-armor one has made the game kind of super easy for me.
I bet it would.
Yeah. Because, like, the one you're talking said it was, like, anti-armor, like, 900.
Yeah.
This one's, like, anti-armor, like, 1,300, has a Gatling, and it only weighs 2.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know how I got it or why I got it.
Yeah, I really don't understand, like, the way that game works, because I have a lot of blueprints for things.
Yeah.
But then blueprints don't mean that you can build it.
Yeah, you'd still need the materials for it.
No. That's...
Oh, and you need to build the tree to it.
I have ones that are in the middle of trees that go off somewhere else.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I have no
idea. We can compare trees or something, because, like, okay. It might be that you got blueprints for, like, a second model without the first model.
It could be. Yeah, I think that's probably something like it is. I'm getting blueprints for things later on. That. Mm. But then that kind of sucks, because then I can't get the first one, so I can never get the second one.
You can get the first one.
I mean, I could go back and get them.
Yeah.
Just, it's butts.
Yeah.
And then Pete Stang is my gunner.
How is he?
Gunners are basically the best class.
Yeah.
Because I just like, all right, spawn here, crouch, never move, kill everyone with all the interception fire.
Yeah. I have, what's her name? The one whose sister was in the first game who wants to be like a pop star.
Yeah.
I have her as a heavy gunner for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why I picked her. It just kind of, eh.
Yeah.
And now she's already tier 2, so whatever, I'll keep her. She's kind of annoying, but still shoots things.
That that was a cool part about being with Pete Stang, because he had the whole, like, I might actually just be, like, a super racist, and then you have to go do his mission to make him not super racist.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of cool.
Oh, see, that might have been it. I just, like, refused to use anyone that had Darkson Hater. Because, like, I fielded Mishlet and Magari all the time, and I was like, that's not going to work out.
Yeah, like I'm kind of the same way. Most of my team is Darkson. But then I kind of just take the ones who... I just got Nikki's friend. The kid in that game, Rainer, he looks like a big Nikki. He's an anti-tank, a Lancer.
Is he the one that has, like, the weird hair flip?
No.
And thinks he's a rock star?
No, not him.
Okay.
I'll show you. He looks like Nikki, but, like, super big. And...
Oh, the big doofy one.
Yeah.
He's just, like, it's like him and Nicole and some other guy that just kind of, like, go around and, like, we're incompetent at everything.
That guy with, like, the tiny face but big head.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I don't even know where that guy is on my team. But I just did his...
They're cool because they're like, go team C-Slug.
I just did his classmate mission where you meet his friend, and then we recruited his friend from the other side.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, he's
Oh, that's really cool.
He's a scout.
I'm going to have to start using him then.
With, like, a scar on his face.
I
really want to do, like, all the classmate missions. Like, I may just start using the people that I don't use just so I can do their missions.
I started doing that a while back.
Yeah.
And then I got, like... I did the artist girl because that one's kind of weird because, like, when you unlock, you get, like, her special potential and everything. But, like, I thought it was going to replace the one where sometimes she just doesn't move.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It just adds on one where it's, like, sometimes she'll get all of her AP back after moving. So using her is just a crapshoot.
That's actually what Alternate Cosette, it's the same way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But she's also got, like, Disheveled?
What class is Alternate Cosette?
Lancer.
Oh, seriously?
Yep. I don't know what Disheveled does. Sometimes it just comes up and she's like, oh, I'm having a bad hair day. And then I blow up a tank. Cause, whatevs.
Wow.
I don't do research.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can check what they do in-game.
Oh, in the middle of the game?
Yeah, not in the middle of the fights, but, like, I forget if it's at the training ground or at, like, the squad building place.
I think you can do it from the squad building. There is a thing to
change potentials.
But I don't know.
Because you can
change it to.
I think what happens is that you can get potentials from specific classes and then use them as other classes. Because I know that when my Yvonne was a sniper, he got, like, a critical hit thing that was, like, it'll always act as a headshot wherever it hits.
Oh.
And I think I can equip that when he's another class now.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, because Yvonne has been picking up new ones. Okay, so I didn't know that. I thought they were only character-specific.
No, some of them, they just seem to be, like, situation-specific for different classes.
Okay. Because there's also one that my Melissa has that's, like, ammo selection. I'm not sure what that does.
It might be, like, a reload thing. Is she a sniper?
Yeah, she's a sniper.
Okay.
No, there's another one. There's a different one for, like, ammo reload.
Yeah, I know that, like, Yvonne and my Melissa both have, like, an ammo reload thing. And then one of my anti-tank, the girl with the hair.
Yeah.
She's got a name. I don't know.
The one who's Nicole's big sister?
No, she's a shock trooper.
Oh.
Chloe?
What's up with that prince?
I don't know. I'm confused by him. I've never used him. I might want to do his thing just to see what his mission turns out to be.
Yeah.
He just showed up and was like, I'm here looking for my wife. And everyone's just like, dude, this is like a military academy. And he's like, yes, which of you wants to join my harem?
Yeah, that... I don't like him.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Is there, like, something specific you can do to trigger classmate missions, or is it just, like,
field them a certain number of times and give them orders a certain number of times. Like, I don't think it's just field them. I think you just have to have them act, like, an assload of times.
Okay.
Because, like, it'll unlock the little interstitial things in between.
Yeah.
And that might be for, like, you know, used them 10 times, used them 20 times, used them 30 times, or some shit.
Man, I got, like, the best, my name just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Because now I'm the Bloodstained Jinro Destroyer Kings.
I changed mine to the Clockwork Spiral Knights.
Oh, okay.
It fit.
Yeah.
I had all the necessary pieces.
Did you just have to put in Spiral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about Spiral Knights? Because I could talk a bit about Spiral Knights.
Yeah, I'm super sad because it just updated and now it won't work on here. Every time I launch it, Java just crashes.
I'm super sad because it just updated and, like, it screwed up a bunch of stuff that I wanted to build.
Really?
They changed a lot of the recipes for bombs.
Okay.
Like, I built a super blast bomb because I wanted to turn it into a graviton bomb eventually. Yeah. And then they made that a separate tree.
Oh.
And then I built an assload of haze bombs because I wanted to get one with a special thing. And then I got one with, like, high damage versus fiend. And I was like, yes! And now I'm going to turn it into the Ash of Agni. Ooh. And just have, like, a ridiculous fire bomb.
Yeah.
But then they made haze bomb its own tree, and it doesn't upgrade into those other things anymore. And then they added, like, a 5-star recipe for the sword that I'm using now. And I'm like, yes, that's totally sweet. Except they also added a totally different tree that instead of stunning, freezes people. And it's just like a glacier on a stick that you just slam into people. Except...
Oh, can you level it up into a sea salt ice cream popsicle? Just big blue. Fuck.
No, it just becomes like... First it's like a dirty mossy sword. And then like you on the icy path, like you clean it up and it turns blue and it's got little tracers on it.
Yeah.
And then it's like a big, nasty, gnarly-looking ice thing, and then it's like this big, nasty, shattered, gnarly-looking ice thing. Ooh. And the description is just like something about smashing people with a mountain, and I'm just like, I really wish I could get on that track now, but I already upgraded my sword onto this track.
Aww.
Except the 5-star one for that looks really cool, because like, it's mossy, cracked-up sword, normal-looking sword, shattered sword with light pouring from inside of it.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that could still work out very well.
And they added Bomberman mode.
Yeah, like I really want to try this now, but I don't want to... I have a super nice computer here. I would like to use this to play my games.
Yeah, I don't know why that's not working. Like,
And like,
maybe
I thought,
update Java or something?
I don't even know how you do that these days.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like, I thought it was maybe like a problem with Steam, because...
Oh, did you migrate your thing over to Steam?
No.
Oh, okay.
On here, I usually launch it through Steam, but I thought maybe that was a problem, so I just went to the website, downloaded it again, and it's Java crashing.
That's shitty.
Can we talk about Steam for a minute? Because...
I guess, if you want to rail.
There seems to be the camp of Steam is great, it's like the best thing ever. Steam sucks because it gets in my way, why can't I just play my games? And then the camp of in between, like, yeah, Steam's a thing.
Okay.
And I think they all have valid points.
Okay.
Because, like, I hate Steam, and I've been trying to figure it out. Because, like, Steam does some cool things, but I think most of the cool stuff Steam does is just in, you know, like, having sales and doing bundle packs and letting you give away the code for the stuff that you already bought. I think it's kind of dick that if you buy a pack, you're still buying that game, but now you're giving it to a friend, so... they're just getting more of your money. Like, there's a lot of tricky things that they've done, and I think it's maybe not morally right, but good from, like, a business and mechanical standpoint. Like, things make sense.
You don't think it's morally right to offer discounts on bulk purchases?
Okay, so it's like this. You know buy 10, get one free?
Yeah.
Okay, I already had one. I don't need 11.
Yeah, but,
I don't
like,
need 12.
The idea is that, like... you know, if you and three friends want to play Terraria, you can all pool together and collectively save, like, $10 between you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty cool. But, you know, again, I'm talking more about, you know, like, the Humble Indie Bundle. Especially because, like...
What about the Humble Indie Bundle?
Or not the Humble
that's
Indie Bundle.
That's not associated with Steam.
The one that included, like, Altitude, which was pretty good, but then, like, 4 other games that were shit.
Yeah.
And, like, one of them I already had. It might have been Booster Trooper or something, which was really
Booster
shit.
Trooper.
It was a really bad sold at.
I tried to... Someone... Like, I did a review for it that was just, like, total shit. Just go play sold at instead.
Yeah.
You know, a recommend to your friends thing. And someone was like, oh, I really liked it.
Really?
Someone liked that game.
They must not have played sold at or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just didn't feel right for a short amount of... That's the other thing. Like, they have this sort of... like, you know, the wish lists and games you want and recommend to your friends. Recommend to your friends, I think, is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, because when I see what my friends recommend, I can then reevaluate whether I want to be their friend anymore.
Okay.
Like, I have a few people I follow on Steam who are my Steam friends, and after seeing what they review positively, I'm like, well, it was good while it lasted. I'll keep your resume on file.
Speaking of which, when we were playing Left 4 Dead the other day,
yeah.
Your friends are dicks.
They are?
Yeah, like, when I was on the Survivors team with them, like, at that, during that round that I left,
yeah.
Like, don't bark orders at people if you don't want them followed.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like, you know, we made it through, like, the first wave of you guys, and they were like, okay, just keep moving, just keep running. If we stay here, they're just gonna come back. And I'm like, okay, I'm moving, I'm going. And they're like, Airpy, what are you doing? You're too far ahead, get back here, man. And I'm just like, no, I'm fine, I'm just in a corner smashing everything with my fire axe. They're like, no, dude, get back here. And I'm like, I jumped down a cliff, I can't get back there. And they're like, okay, fine, we'll come to you.
Yeah, no,
and I'm like, okay.
The same thing happened to me because I fell behind because I got caught up in some zombies and I was hacking away trying to get away from them. They're like, no, Nick, you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving. Don't you know how this game works? You keep moving. And I was like, I would like to, except then, you know, I got caught up with zombies and you guys left me to die. And you then left me for dead too.
And then we got to, like, that house where you, like, right before you got across over the bridge and, like, I don't know, shit got real in there, and, like, everybody got knocked down. We had one guy left, and he was like, all right, whatever, I'm gonna get the bot first, because at least he knows how to fucking play.
Oh, jeez.
And that's when I left.
Yeah. I mean, like, these are the same people where we actually had, like, a multi-hour-long argument about Left 4 Dead 2 and whether or not it was a good game, and it's what led to...
I think it's a fun game.
I think it's fun enough. Actually, like I'm definitely better on it. Now, I'm definitely better on it than I am on Team Fortress,
mm-hmm.
but I still hold that it's, you can't really call it, like, a very team play based game, and here's why.
Okay.
Because the team dynamics are identical between the four survivors. It only changes depending on, like, what you have, what you pick up.
Mm-hmm.
What you have, what you pick up is sort of based on what other people have already picked up. Like, it's like, oh, there's Boomer Bile and a Pipe Bomb here. I already have Boomer Bile. I'll get the Pipe Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And really just what it comes down to is there's never really, like, an interesting situation where you need to figure out what the optimal solution is. Like,
just, there's never, like, an interesting interplay between your capabilities. It's, well, just, like, you're all capable of doing the same things, you mean?
Like, there's never an interesting... There are interesting interplays, but they're very clear what they are. So it's like,
yeah.
So somebody gets smoked, okay, whoever's closest shoot the smoker. Somebody gets... And that's the thing with most of the bad guys. Because, like, if anything, it's
I like how the infected play much more.
Yeah, like playing versus now, that's really good. Because it's like, with a smoker, you gotta, like, find a cliff somewhere where you can snag without getting hit. With getting a jockey, it's fun to get on a jockey. I jumped on Zoe and walked her right into the fire, and then into the acid bath, and then I died... But she was pretty much dead at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, when you're a survivor, they say, like, okay, just stick together, we'll move. And that's, yes, that's just how you play this.
We will stick together, and we will move, and we will shoot the guys.
Like, there's no reason to really talk, because what you do in order to succeed is very clear.
Yeah, it's pretty rote.
It's never really like, well, okay, this time this guy... I can't even think of, like, a good example of when that's not the case.
I mean, they added a fair bit more variety in the second one with things like the Boomer Bile and the grenade launcher and the melee weapons and the chainsaw and stuff. But it all comes down to just different ways to do the same thing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, and that is the thing. Because, like, you know, you throw a pipe bomb, you throw a Boomer Bile. Like, that does change sort of, like, how things play out. But, again, that is contingent on, well, do you have the Molotov or the Boomer Bile? And the only thing... Like, and that's pretty much, like, one of the only, like, good parts is, like, it's like, well, like, there's three things. Each of us has one of them. Maybe we should talk to see which one of those things we should throw here.
Eh. If there's a big crowd, you throw a Molotov at them. No, if there's a tank, you throw a Molotov at them. If there's a big crowd, you throw a pipe bomb into it. If there's a tank, you also throw Boomer Bile on it.
I like setting the tank on fire because I make poor decisions.
No, I think setting the tank on fire is a good decision. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get that achievement called, what, the Towering Inferno.
Okay.
Like, yeah, that's another one of those games, like LOL, where I find it's way more fun to be the element of chaos. And, like, it's like, all right, guys, I'm going to run a little bit ahead and then light things on fire, and then we'll see you deal with it. But then people don't like that because I guess that's not what that game's designed around. But what can I say? I'm trying to play a fun game.
I think you play League of... I think you play Left 4 Dead in the same way I play D&D.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But I mean, yeah, like, exactly, yes.
All right, high touchies. Bing!
What was I... I don't know, like, and basically, a cool combo is first you hit a zombie with boomerbile, so that way more zombies hit that zombie, and then you throw a pipe bomb, because then all the zombies on that zombie get exploded.
Well, no, because pipe bombs attract zombies anyway.
Yeah, but doesn't boomerbile, like, cause more zombies to come out anyway?
Maybe. And then you just kill zombies that never existed anyway.
Yeah, because...
And it's just like, wow.
Yo, King of Friendly Fire incident right here. Like, even when we played with Jesse, it was
controlled
me.
Bursts.
Like,
by the way, I'd still have that,
Torrent of Alien Swarm maps?
Yeah, I got it, and I completed it. And, again, I don't know if we should trust it, because they felt it necessary to
zip a torrent
file. Like, not the contents of, like, it, you know, just the torrent file was zipped.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a torrent file that was, like, more than 5 kilobytes or something.
Yeah, so that's... dubious, to say the least.
I mean, it's probably a grab bag of, like, I was looking over the site, and it was, like, you know, a lot of this was, like, you know, baby's first hammer, and then some of it was just, like, oh, this looks actually interesting.
I want to go make a couple more maps, like, either Neo-Tokyo maps, or even, like, I would try making, like, a Left 4 Dead map.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think there's a bit more, like, scripting and stuff that goes into that.
There is, but it'd be useful to learn.
Yeah, that's true.
If we were to pursue this more. Then again, I just like making boxes.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of resources available, though, for Left 4 Dead stuff.
Yeah.
There's a community. You can go on FPS Banana.
Back to Steam.
Get some, I don't know, have to play Yakety Sax when a tank shows up.
They were actually talking on Giant Bomb yesterday about the way that the Steam communities works, how, like, you have a friend list, and then you also have, like, asynchronous groups.
Yeah.
Which I guess that is kind of cool. It just always confuses me when, like, I turn it on and there's, like, I don't know. Like, the only group I really care about is my group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's just me, so that's not really a fault, but I guess that is sort of an interesting thing.
I don't know. I join groups and befriend people to a fault. I've got, like, hundreds of people on my friends list. I have no idea who any of them are.
Well, there was a weird one yesterday. It was, like... It's like, I was like, looking at my friends, and I was like, hey guys, why is one of my friends Mayor McCheesehead? It's just, like, the weirdest name. I have no idea what it was.
View aliases, see who he was.
I guess.
No, the weirdest thing was that when I got invited to 2 Futanari fan groups in the same day, by the same guy, who doesn't play any games, and belongs only to those groups.
Okay. What can we... What can we just...
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it's... I'm trying to refrain from talking about this too much, because I know I'm in a weird position that it's like, I don't need to learn more people to play a game. Like, I would... If I can't play with somebody I already know and understand, I'd rather just play it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm weird like that.
Because you got crazies.
Yeah, I got these weird psychoses.
Oh.
Psychosis Crusher. Psychosis Crusher.
Okay.
I am the Mighty Bison. But... I don't know, I boiled it down to what I don't like about Steam is when it does shit to you without telling you.
Like what?
Like,
actually, I'm kind of with you. Like, the other day I was like, okay, I'm going to close Steam. And it's like, no, we're validating your game's cache. And I'm like... Okay, just close, though. And it's like, no, I'm validating your game's cache. And I'm like, I just want to turn my computer off. I'm leaving. It's like, we'll let you know when we're done validating the game's cache, all right?
Well, it just always pisses me off. Like, when I turn on Steam, and then it lags for a few seconds, because it's calculating something that it doesn't tell me about till it's done. And what that thing was is, I'm updating, you know, Left 4 Dead 2. And I'm like, I haven't played that in, like, 4 months. I don't plan on playing it anytime soon. If I plan on playing that, I'll let you know, then you can update it. Like auto update is a thing that happens, but it's always like at your request.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of like they can put in a check for that. Like if you haven't played it in like a month or 3 months, don't bother auto-updating it. It's not like I need this to be ready at my whim. Like, it will be a sort of decision that, like, oh, I would like to play this now. But then, you know, it won't start off, it won't start downloading in the background, and just their browser.
Like, what about it?
It's a shitty browser.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why, but the Steam, when it comes up, just, it always lags, it always has so much trouble doing something simple. And really, all it's doing, like, they already have their website. Just put more of the functionality on the website, let me do it through Firefox. If Steam was just the list of, like, installed and available games, and that was it, I'd be super happy. Because I don't need the chat, I don't need the voice chat. Like, I want to say it's a shitty chat client, but that's probably not true, because it's chat, it's got the thing built in, it's as competent as any other ones. But that's the thing. I have other ones that are more established.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're... Because, like, you say, you click on the store, it comes up with the community panel, because it was there for a while.
Yeah.
And then it becomes completely unresponsive for, like, 10 seconds, and then it switches over, and then it reloads.
Yeah.
And, like, that's more trouble than it's worth, really. Like, I try to turn off everything on Steam that I could, and yet there's still stuff that it won't let me turn off, and still just annoys me. It gets in my way of just playing a game.
Honestly, it just doesn't bother me that much. Like, that same thing happens to me all the time. Like, I'll see someone playing a game, and I'm like, oh, that came out? Let me check the store. And it's like, did you mean community? Oh, no, store. Okay, hold on. Okay, store.
Or, like...
But, like, it just doesn't bug me that much. I don't know.
I think they fixed it now, but for a long time, it had this issue of, it was like... You start Steam, and, like, I was on my laptop or whatever, and it's like, you're not connected to the internet. Would you like to start an offline mode? And I said, yes. And it said, could not start the Steam engine. You're not connected to the internet.
Yeah.
And I just said, fuck you. Now I can't play any of those games because you want me to start it. Because what brought this up was I was looking at a Terraria forum.
Okay.
I forget exactly what brought me there, but it was the thread on, like, can I start this without running Steam?
Because,
mm-hmm. like, Terraria is, like, the most...
Really, yeah, like it doesn't use Steam servers. It doesn't have like Steam achievements or anything. Yeah. It's just
the only thing
it's
it really
just
does
sold
is,
through Steam.
Is Steam keeps it up to date?
Yeah.
And you know, again, like being an updater, that's cool. I don't mind games having their own because then they don't activate until I ask them to. And people were actually complaining because the like two updates ago, you were able to just run the EXE and it wouldn't tell you to start it through Steam, and people really liked that.
Yeah.
And because then you don't have to start up Steam and deal with this bullshit. And now they took it out. And a lot of people are really pissed
seriously?
About that. Yeah, like
that's kind of shitty.
It is. I feel like there's got to be like some easy way to like untie it from Steam, like unless you built it using the Steamworks API.
I mean, can't you get Terraria outside of Steam? Like,
apparently not.
Oh, I thought it was sold outside of it, too.
I thought it was, too, but I think that may not be true anymore it was at one point. And, you're like, okay, like, it's a digital distribution service. That's cool. There's other ones. You know, GOG exists. GOG is cool. Gamer's Gate, I think, is another one that does, like, you know, real games. Like,
there's that whole thing. Battlefield 3 is not going to be on Steam because they just wanted to... use as many diverse, like, you know, digital distribution systems that they could. And apparently, like, if they were going to be on Steam, it would be semi-exclusive.
Yeah. And apparently, I haven't looked into this because I don't know programming, but talking to Paul and Chris, they're saying that if you wanted to make a game in the Unreal Engine and then release it on Steam, Steam takes 50% of the profits, Unreal takes 25% of the profits.
Oh, my.
And if you're only releasing, like, a $15 game, you're now getting a quarter of $15.
Yeah.
And that's kind of shitty. Like, that's the thing. Like, they're a major company, and they can just buy up teams developing good games already because they do stuff like that. And, you know, from a business, that's a good way to do it. And, you know, the products... In the end, the products under their name are good that you get fanboys and who are going to say, oh, keep doing what you're doing, you're doing a good job, when really, you know, some cases there's a lot of people who feel like they're going to get screwed over. There's people like me who think that, like, well, you're not really putting out anything good, you're just capitalizing everything that's good and sort of tying your own special brand of suckiness to it, and then they're fanboys, and I don't... because I have this other perspective, I can't really understand the fanboys.
Yeah.
It's like, due to Steam, I can play a lot of great games. You could have done that already, is my rebuttal.
Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of weirdness, like how basically TF2 is being used as a tool to leverage sales for other games.
Yeah.
By way of hats, like that, that is just profoundly weird.
Yeah. It's weird.
I don't know how
works.
I feel about it. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily bad.
No, like, if anything, that's all right. And now that TF2 is free to play, that's kind of good. Because, again, like, it's all sort of, like, by choice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like Steam is a monkey's paw, basically. Because it's like, you can choose to not do anything, and you'll be fine, you'll live your life. You can choose to accept with us, but there's a catch. It's just like Borderlands.
What?
TF2.
I thought the monkey paw had the fingers up and then they curl in. And then all that's left is a fist and it punches you.
It's right in the jewels. Right in the jewels burn.
Oh no.
And you're like, oh no, my time machine!
Right in the jewel case! It works on so many levels.
Yeah.
Speaking of Borderlands, I kind of wish Borderlands used Steam servers, because that GameSpy bullshit was so much bullshit.
Yeah. No, like...
Like, we were able to play Left 4 Dead together. We were not able to play Borderlands together.
Yeah. And also, like, they're just sort of, like... And again, that's the thing. Like, when Steam buys the team, or when Valve buys the team, and they build it for Steam, mm-hmm. then a lot of that drop-in, drop-out, the way Portal 2, you can play with PS3 players, that's all, like, super cool. But then when they're buying, like, Blacklight Tango, like the Games for Windows Live stuff, or the
yeah, when
Game
that
stuff
gets tied in, like it's
well now it's like
groan worthy.
Like Blacklight Tango Down, like okay, so that game is nothing anymore, but I'm still interested about their free to play sequel, which is going to have like mech armor suits, so that's cool. But like, you log into that, and the Steam thing comes up and says Shift Tab to access the Steam overlay, and then it comes up and it says, you know, press Alt Enter to access the Games for Windows Live overlay. And then it's like, I just want to play the game. Stop giving me these layers of
Wait,
shit
you,
in between.
You gotta log into Windows Live.
Yeah. And I can use it, and then when I'm playing Aspro on the Xbox, I can send you a message because you're playing... What do you... You have like three
Lost
games.
Planet.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, but then we can't play Lost Planet together anyway, even with the Games for Windows Live shit.
If you have the Colonies edition of Lost Planet 1, that has cross-platform play.
But who... Like, okay, maybe people have that, but
I don't know.
Going to get that now.
I don't know.
And, like, how do you feel about the overlay? Because in the back of my mind, I don't like it because I feel that there's, like, you know, another layer of stuttery shit that's going to slow my game down.
I mean, it's useful.
Except
in
I
some
stay
ways?
Logged out of friends, so I don't get that anyway. I don't need to, like, obsess over the achievements I'm getting while I'm in the game. Like, Spyro Knights, I don't even get the achievements because I kept my old...
Yeah.
I kept my old thing because I want to make sure that I can log in not with Steam on another computer.
Yeah, I don't even, like, run Spyro Knights through Steam. I don't really see the point. I don't want the hat in TF2. It's pretty ugly.
I don't know. It looks pretty good on that soldier.
No, it doesn't. It looks horrible.
What about TF2 doesn't look horrible anymore? Like, if it's going to be horrible, I might as well associate it with something I like. Be like, you see this hat? I got this from a good game.
Playing Vanilla Demo Man with a purple Hustler's Hallmark, which is his pimp hat.
Right.
And that's pretty all right. It's like, I don't have a shield, I don't have a frying pan, I don't have a sword or anything. I just have the default stuff and a sweet, sweet hat.
Yeah, I guess that's all right.
It doesn't look particularly garish.
Garish. Dude, I was watching a trailer for Mass Effect 3.
I mean, I also have a pink Demoman fro, which is what I put on when I'm just going, like, full retard.
How often does that happen?
Not that often.
Tell me about your mother.
What?
I have a little notebook. It's now a couch.
I don't even think the mics are picking you up right now.
I have squiggly lines around me because...
Are they the squiggly lines of psychology?
Voiced by John Benjamin.
What?
I'm referencing Dr. Katz. What the... Don't you know?
No, I don't. What's Dr. Katz?
Dr. Katz was a cartoon about a psychologist. It, same basic theme that did Home Movies, By which I mean, like, John Benjamin and Brendan Small.
Okay.
But before Home Movies, I think they went on to Home Movies.
Yeah. What about Bob's Burgers? Is that any good?
I haven't really seen that yet. It seems mildly all right.
I remember I saw a bit of one episode where there were hanging paintings in the place on, like, the behest of some family friend or something, except they were all of animal anuses.
I don't really watch TV anymore. I still think that's probably an okay decision.
I mean, it wasn't like... I mean, it seemed tastefully done. It seemed like a pretty funny show.
Yeah.
I
like John Benjamin.
Yeah.
Sort of a crazy guy. I want to see his
show. Oh, my God.
John Benjamin Has a Van.
The other day, I went and got breakfast at the Tuscan with Jesse and Brian.
Yeah.
And Brian found a Wired magazine from 1997.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
It had ads for the internet?
No, it had ads... It had ads for online gaming.
Oh my God. What?
It had ads for internet gaming.
Jeez.
And it had like some kind of Dell palm top computer starting at like $700. It had a 640 by 240 display, the largest in its class.
Oh, was it color at least?
No.
Oh my God, that's what
it was a two color VGA monitor.
We still have some of those sitting around here.
And, just, first of all, just, like, the blocking and, like, the design of the magazine was horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, just neon colors everywhere and just, like, weird. It was just, like, super 90s. Just, like, oh, this page almost looks professional. What are we gonna do? Just put a rectangle of bright purple on it.
Oh, God.
I
remember those. I still have, like, really old...
God, what was my point, though? There was...
I think, like, I have a really old DuckTales comic that has, like, original Mortal Kombat on the Game Gear advertisements in it.
Oh, God.
I want to... I should look
at Orange this. Trapezoid!
Yeah!
It had...
Shit's radical.
No, but it just had this section of, like, editorials or something that was just like, man, you know who's a pretty cool artist? Yoshitoki Amano! Check out Final Fantasy VII! It was like, you know, like cartoons? Check out William Street! These guys are crazy! Dexter's Laboratory.
God, Williams. Back when they were still known as... Wait. I'm almost a professional on this sort of thing, what happened to them.
Or maybe they were Ghost Planet at the time. I don't know, but there was this thing that was just like, check out cartoons. Space Ghost Coast to Coast is pretty rad. Dexter's Laboratory is crazy.
Because they're like... They're all on, like, they have, like... a street block in Atlanta that is like where all the studios is, and then there's one like three blocks over that's Krog Street, which Krog Street was where they did all the Toonami bumpers because that was the same guys.
Oh man, those Toonami bumpers.
Yeah, I still love Toonami Digital Arsenal. I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah,
fucking what show notes do guidance ever get?
I don't know.
But yeah, they just have like all of the bumpers for all of the shows that Toonami's ever done. They've even got like Moltar era shit.
Yeah.
It's good.
Whatever happened to, what was that?
Neo-Toonami?
Toonami Aftermath? Yeah,
Aftermath
is that still around?
Yeah, that cool. Still runs. They still do, like, riff track movies on, like, Saturday nights.
Okay.
Running old episodes of Ranma.
I mean, they still just, like, run Gundam Wing and shit, right?
Yeah. They run Freakazoid. Like, they, like, it's, like, half the old Toonami shows, half, like, some, like, you know, Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's all, like, the stuff... from our childhood that was really good.
Yeah.
Like, they were running Thundercats the other day. There's a new Thundercats cartoon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never liked Thundercats.
I never had any investment in Thundercats. I couldn't tell you if I liked it or disliked it.
Yeah. But yeah. And, like, Neo-Toonami's almost there. Like, they're almost showing something.
Whoa! I don't know what Neo-Toonami is.
Okay,
what is that?
Okay, so where Toonami Aftermath was just like, alright guys, let's get up and running. Let's get all these old cartoons. Let's just put up a schedule and start running them, and we'll set up a stream.
Hope nothing bad happens.
Yeah, that's like Toonami after, and it's working well enough so far for them. Neo-Toonami's being like, we're going to do this, like, legit. They're custom. I think what's...
Are they, like, trying to get licenses?
I don't know if they're actually trying to get licenses, but they're doing as much as they can. I think what a lot of their effort is going into is they are building, like, 3D modeling and animating and voice acting new... bumpers, like a
really
newly designed Tom, a new Absolution, and they're starting to get there. But the thing is, like,
that seems like it's gonna run into legal trouble.
Well, no, because like they're sort of building everything anew, and I think they're changing it enough that way, like, you know, it's like this, what is it?
It won't be mistaken for a replacement for the other thing.
Well, I mean, like, it is a replacement, but it is not, you know.
It's not a competing product.
Yes, it can't be a competing product because the old one's gone.
But, yeah.
Like, yeah, like they're trying to do it, like, recreate everything it was. But, you know, it's all, like, you know, it's a fan project and yeah. Everything. The kind of people who think that, you know. Did I go into my spiel about why the Toonami bumpers are kind of Star Road?
I think you have.
Okay. I think we just sit down in the car, not a podcast. I won't get into that, but, like, anybody who thinks that, you know, the people who think that the bumpers are priority, but without going, like, whole hog on it, like, to keep it, like, to keep it at the rate of, like, let's just get it up and get it out there, but that is our first priority for the bumpers. There is a very weird mindset that causes that. Like, I don't really know what it is. And like they've done, like...
Well, because those were... I mean, those bumpers were a weird sort of art.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially, like, you know, getting into the later years when... Because... Because, like, when it was, like... God, I want to go look at Toonami Aftermath now. But, like, because when they were...
A boy has the right to dream.
And those are cool. When they did, like, the Toonami Midnight Run Special Edition. Like, first of all, Midnight Run, I love that.
Right,
like,
night.
The Special Edition where, like, I don't remember ever seeing even an advertisement for that.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just played, like, they broke, like, the first four songs of Daft Punk Discovery from Interstellar 5555. Broke it up, took the first four songs, made them their own music videos, played them, as well as, like, three Gorillaz video and one Claymation video from this other guy that really weirded me out. And they just played that, and that was their block for that night.
And God damn.
Like, just came out of nowhere, never, like...
And I'd like to I'd like to see that very much.
Like see it in its form, or see something like that again.
I'd like to see that. Like, I did not see that.
I don't think I have it on... And it was, like, the weirdest thing, because it just had, like... And that's the thing, like, the bumpers were sort of superstitious as well, because they were just like, tonight I'm going to run a special edition, we're back. Like, and, like, that was... And they just fucking ran it. But it was so weird, because, like, it was just so, like, here's this thing that you know, just sitting there, like, oh, it's going to be good to wing an outlaw star, hooray! And then, just this weird, out of nowhere, never explained, it's just, like, it was very Star Road late night.
Yeah.
Very deep night. What is with me in categories? God damn.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We'll bring it back. It'll be Toonami Midnight Run Special Edition Black.
Oh, man.
DX.
Like Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah. Or,
Actually...
DJ Max.
I bet you can find it. Like, I bet somebody just recorded that stretch.
Yeah.
I want to take a look for that. There's this guy. That guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
Different
from that guy in the hat.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the guy with the glasses is also the Nostalgia Critic, and he's every once in a while he'll do, like, special edition where he just talks about, like, 80s commercials.
Mm-hmm.
80s commercials are also kind of weird.
Do you remember that commercial for, like, air conditioners?
Do you remember the commercials for, like, super elastic bubble plastic?
I'll call him tomorrow. Call now. I'll call now.
Yeah. That wasn't even that long ago.
No, that was like mid-90s.
Yeah. Man. I think it was even sooner than that.
No.
Early 2000s, maybe. Yeah.
I don't think it was 2000s.
Do you remember those, like, ghetto-ass Legos where their deal was that, like, it was all... You just put them like this and then you could, like, curl them around each other and, like, make flags and spirals and then they made the ones that glowed in the dark...
Nope.
Oh, my God. I used to watch a lot of late-night Cartoon Network.
Okay.
God, I wish I could find my old...
I watched Iron Chef late night when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wish I could find, like, my VHS copy, Space Ghost Coast to Coast, Volume 1.
What's, like...
Because that was the one that had all of the 11 to 12 o'clock Cartoon Network commercials from the late 90s. Like, from it's late 90s because that was before we moved up here. And we moved up here, like, just in 2000.
What's, like, the equivalent of Thugged Out since Cub Scouts, but, like, for weeaboos?
I don't know.
Because I watched Iron Chef when I was, like, in elementary school.
Like, of your own volition?
Yes.
Oh. So I was going to say, I've seen a lot of Cops, not by my choice.
I thought it was super entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. No, that was probably, like, middle school.
Yeah, how long is...
No, because I was definitely at my old house.
I'm feeling sort of impacted. I feel like I just got hit by the concussion blast of the nostalgia bomb. Is that what this is?
Not the Marauder's Grenade. That's the concussion blast I'm thinking of. It's useful in the TVP. Slows down zealot aggression.
And like, we gotta have a Shinami episode later on. Yeah, I'll get all my notes together.
Okay.
We'll go over it. Because, like, I got that tape of...
I'll watch that tape of Giant Robot Week.
Yeah. I got tapes of...
I think that was the one with, like, the one episode of...
It's, like, two episodes of Evangelion, a bunch of shorts of Gigantor.
There was, like, one episode of Big O when, like... It was early on when, like, that asshole dude shows up with, like, the robot with, like, the crab claws, and he tries to rob the bank with, like, the tentacles coming out of it. And I was just like,
the first or second
what the fuck is going on here? I'm 12, and what is this?
It had, like, I'm a wizard, and that's fucked up.
What?
You don't know that one?
No.
I think it came out, like, Dragon Age 2
fantastic.
Or something.
That's fantastic.
Like, when you have the wizard in your party, and you see something, and it's like, all right, listen, man, like... I've seen things crawl out of the pits of hell. I've summoned things, blood magic. Like, I'm a wizard, and that shit's fucked up. And you just put that on a t-shirt.
That's fantastic. Fucking gun show guy has been drawing wizards lately.
Yeah.
Him and Nedroid guy.
Nedroid guy.
I could remember their names if I wanted to.
I thought his name was Nedroid.
No. That's the name of his comic.
It's his name of his Twitter.
Yeah, he's been drawing wizards on Tumblr, just like, hey guys, how's it going? Here's your four wizards for today. And it's like, wizard with his beard as a star, wizard standing upside down on the ceiling with his robe falling down, wizard who is some kind of strange animal. Here are your daily wizards.
I saw a good one today. It was Batman hanging upside down right behind a bad guy's head. Then it was Batman hanging upside down listening to an iPod. Then it was Batman hanging upside down cutting an onion for a salad. And it was Batman hanging upside down, whizzing.
Wizard?
Whizzing.
Just whizzing. I'd like to imagine Batman upside down in the shower. Just like, full costume, just hanging from the ceiling. He's just got like the tips of his ears poking into the water.
Alright, I like that.
His cape is just soaked.
Alright, let's close this.
Okay.
Let's close this and do something fun.
Okay.
Okay.
I think this has been fun.
No, yeah. But I also want to turn around to the computer and start...
But there's still so much stuff to cover. You watching that Dota 2 stream today?
No, I didn't know that was today, but when you mentioned it, I turned it on and nothing was happening.
Yeah, so I think it was over by that point.
I'd check it out later.
Yeah.
If more of it was happening. Probably more of it's happening.
Yeah. Whatevs. But yeah, let's shut it down.
Okay.
This has been an Aliku Studios podcast, Guy Dan.
Yeah.
Now you.
You can... If you would like to send us any feedback... podcast@elikustudios.net.
You can find the show, comics, links to our streaming thingies and stuff at elikustudios.net.
/podcast.
And the rest of the site.
Yeah, that's true. And the rest of the site.
You can find the show notes there at elikustudios/podcast.
Right. Aloof is for... I just put up 47.
Fantastic.
Blah, 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 blah.
You can find us on Facebook, in the iTunes Music Store.
On Zune Marketplace?
Leave us a review, star us wherever you can. Tell a friend if you'd enjoyed listening.
Yeah.
Hold a listening party. We won't do anything for you, though. We're not cool.
No, I would do something for them.
Yeah, I would, too.
I really want to, like... I keep thinking about things that we could do, like hold our own contests. But the problem is, like, we don't have anything to give away as prizes unless people just want, like, drawings.
I don't think people would mind drawings.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know how many people would enter a contest for drawings.
I mean, just be like, retweet this thing. One retweeter gets a drawing.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll give you a shout-out for anything you want on our next podcast.
But, like, I think it would be cool to have, like, a VS Nitro's high score challenge.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah. Hell, we'll do that ourselves.
Yeah.
Screw other people. If you want in on that, let us know. Otherwise, see you later. Is anything happening this week on Wednesday?
This Wednesday, we'll be streaming Way of the Samurai on the PS2.
All right. And you'll check that out at...
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, shit, no, we can't. But we can...
We can record it.
Yeah, we can do a Let's Play and record it. Also, I kind of want to dig out some of those Dreamcast games and try that. I picked up Fighting Force 2. I haven't played it yet.
All right.
I just made a new cover for Power Stone.
I saw.
Yeah.
You had another typo in it.
Did I?
Yeah, lost of items and power-ups.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
All right, look forward to that next week.
Something'll be up.
We're closing this down.
Have a good one.
This week.
Stay safe out there.
Bye. Sometimes I feel I've got to honk, honk, run away. I've got to
beep, honk, beep,
get away.
Okay.